Welcome, everybody, to the Merrill Hodge Find a Way podcast. With these podcasts in this section, we're really talking about all the scientific papers that were really significant that set the stage for the headlines and the criteria we see today. And if you've listened to a lot of them up to this point, it's the one thing that's consistent is how people have absolutely abused the science information to the headlines. Meaning, when you see the headline, then you understand and read the scientific paper, you'll scratch your head and go, how could they possibly have come up with that? And how can't somebody hold them accountable and do the right thing? Dr. Cummings is with us and will always be with us when it comes down to the science aspect of these papers, but what you see in the headline. And this podcast is about the consensus paper from Boston University in 2015-2016. So with that foundation set, I'm going to let Dr. Cummings take it from there and help you walk through that consensus paper in 2015-2016. So fire away, Doc.
The consensus panel paper was put out to try to solve some problems that had developed historically. And as we've gone through these papers, you can see that there's a collection of boxing CTE cases, a collection of Dr. Omalu's CTE cases, and a collection of CTE cases from BU. And the problem is there is an enormous wide range of pathologic findings between those cases. There's no real consistency. As part of this, the British, who kind of owned the idea of boxing at the time in their CTE, you know, said in an editorial from the British Medical Journal, says CTE as defined in America is not a neurological entity, but is a culture-specific social phenomenon. CTE does not exist outside of boxing. So them are fighting words.
Yeah. Well, hey, when did that? When was that quote? When did?
Oh, that was right before the consensus panel. This was in 2015.
Wow. So they're laughing at America.
Well, kind of.
I mean, and then saying, like, listen, you haven't even done the proper work to get to where we were, and you're going to do
right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Science, so, calling science out.
Exactly. The NIH said, well, we got to figure this out. And they commissioned this consensus panel. And the consensus panel was set up at Boston University that tried to establish some type of definite neuropathological diagnostic criteria for CTE that everybody could use, that they could say, okay, this under the microscope, if I see this, this is CTE. To do this, they got a few neuropathologists in the room. BU picked 10 cases from their CTE library. There were 8 stage 4, 2 stage 3. So 10 total cases were looked at, completely handpicked by BU.
Now, how common is that they handpick them and it's 10 cases? I mean, it's like red flags are flying up when you're talking to them. I'm like, wait a minute. You got it from handpicked from your environment? I just don't know how common that is in the scientific world.
It isn't. The problem goes even deeper to that where, okay, I get to handpick what cases I want you to look at. That's a problem because it's not reflective of the entire spectrum of disease. There's no stage 1 or stage 2 looked at.
Wow.
Why they did or didn't do something, purely speculative. It wasn't done.
So you're handpicking your group.
Handpicking
your cases. Well, listen, this has happened before, and it's not the first time, but you would think at this point there would be more accountability. So anyway, continue, Doc. You got the handpicked group, the handpicked cases, and you're going to sit down and draw something that we're all going to live by or scared by. That's a better way to put it.
You've got 7 neuropathologists in a room, and BU is conveniently handing them 10 cases of CTE that they like. All right, so they picked probably the best ones that showed what they think.
Right, because you only have stage 3 and 4, so right. You don't have 1 and 2. So, of course, they're the
right. You don't have stage 1, stage 2. Not only that, you don't have any of the boxing cases, and you don't have any of the Omalu cases.
Good grief.
So what you're doing is you've set it up, so you're really just kind of proving your own diagnostic theory.
Right.
Right. You're a self-fulfilling prophecy. If I show you what I'm calling CTE, that's going to be the guideline for what we call CTE moving forward in life. And so this what they came up with as a conclusion with these 7 neuropathologists was that, okay, there's something here. It's they classified what will be diagnostic of CTE is a perivascular accumulation of tau that is at the depth of a sulcus. And the sulcus is the kind of little, there are little peaks and valleys in the cortex of the brain, the top of the brain. And so these are little tiny tau accumulations located at the valleys, the bottom out part of the cortex. So that's all that the consensus panel established. All the other things that had been put forward as had been used previously as diagnostic of CTE were then called supportive criteria, but not diagnostic. And that means that if you saw some of these really vague, any tau accumulations that were not around a blood vessel at the depth of the sulcus that had been reported previously as diagnostic of CTE were no longer diagnostic of CTE. That if you had the diagnostic lesion and you had those other things, well, that helped to support the idea that maybe it was CTE. That's all it did. They didn't look at staging. They didn't look at any clinical correlations. So the idea of staging was not part of the consensus panel and progressive nature. In fact, that was not addressed by this panel.
So let me ask, shouldn't staging be a part or doesn't it have to be a part of it not a factor?
This is the rub here. This was supposed to be the first of many meetings.
So how many of they had since this? How many of they had since this? And this is 2015, 2016, a couple of years have gone by.
I've been told by some people who were involved in this that there were two subsequent meetings, and one of them did address the idea of staging. Those findings have not been published, and that was in 2016. So we're 2 years out from that, and it still has not been published yet. So we have no idea what the consensus panel thought of staging.
Now, do we know who is on the consensus panel?
Yeah, it's on the authors listed on the paper.
I got you.
Yeah.
Are they still on that panel? Are all of them still on that panel? Do you know?
You know, I have no idea because there was a lot of reluctancies for some people to come out and talk about this. And I know some of these people fairly well. Hesitancy to talk about this is also something that's very troubling. That's probably another topic for another day.
Yeah, well, we'll get into that, how disturbing that is, because what you hiding? That's why first of all, I got to say, listen, especially if they're going to talk to you, it just smells bad.
It smells bad
and then it is bad. And
it's
proof that it's bad by their own words that they have written.
There's two other things that are important about this consensus panel. The idea that CTE as a sole diagnosis when other neurodegenerative diseases are present should be used with caution.
Right. How could that possibly be? What evidence would you have to say, oh, no. Especially when the others oftentimes have been around a lot longer than CTE. How do you just trump that all of a sudden? What is the one thing that trumps it that you can prove scientifically? Well, problem is that because all the stuff I have done, read, researched, talked about, can't prove anything scientifically.
It's a problem because everything is thrown out there as CTE. And no one's clarifying in the news media that it's CTE with Alzheimer's disease. You're right?
Well, because if you said, they have Alzheimer's as well, that dilutes it a lot.
And it clearly states in the consensus panel recommendation that if another neurodegenerative disease is present, you have to report them both, that you can't use CTE as the sole diagnosis.
Say that again.
So if you have another neurological disease like Alzheimer's.
Right. Now, where was this said? In the paper.
In the consensus. This is in the recommendation of the panel.
So you cannot say if CTE is present along with another brain disease, you have to disclose that other brain disease along with CTE. That's what you're saying?
That means you can't say CTE is the sole diagnosis.
Right.
Now, in the papers, they'll tell you that because we just saw in the paper we talked about.
Well, they don't say that in the headlines, Doc. That's all I can tell you.
That's the problem because if you look, 48% of people with stage 4 CTE have another neurological disease.
Right. Now, here's where I get a problem. You know, when you talk about integrity, just the people themselves, forget about what the university's doing. Okay, they have as little of integrity and character as the people that are spewing this crap when they do it in a public setting and especially in the media. When you see that it's written out and it is, you do not disclose those other cognitive issues that need to be because the paper already says it and you fail to do that, that's a big problem. That's an evil problem there.
The thing that hit me, you ever get hit in the face with a basketball, Meryl? You know when you get that moment where you feel like your head is just swelling up like a balloon?
Yeah, your face is going in all different directions.
Yeah.
Been there.
Well, I had that feeling when reading this paper because the other real important point is that this diagnostic criteria was supposed to be preliminary. So when you hear consensus panel, when you hear consensus panel and you hear diagnostic criteria, you think it's written in stone. But these were supposed to be a set of working principles that we can use to further the science. It wasn't a locked in criteria. And the thing that really was the basketball to the face to me was when you see those pictures in the news where they show a normal brain next to a brain with somebody with CTE, what are the chances of that brain, that's the pretty picture of CTE they want you to see, what are the chances of that brain having another neurological disease that they are not telling you? That's disingenuous. And is it going against the consensus panel recommendations? Is that idea that these almost half of these cases have another disease, and we are completely forgetting about that?
That's deliberate. And you can see, you can spin it any way you want. That is a deliberate, brutal, unethical act to do that. Well, we're not going anywhere. We're not going anywhere, Doc. Yeah. We will continue to do this and explain these papers, tell the truth of the papers, show you the evidence, tell you the truth about things. You take it. And you do it with what you feel is best for you, yourself, and your family. So,
well, really what this paper ended up doing was saying that this is CTE because that's what we say CTE is. It was not anything of a typical consensus panel that we've seen with other neurodegenerative diseases.
Disgusting on a bunch of levels. Doc, always appreciate you, your time, your insight, your expertise. We thank you guys for listening to the Merrill Hodge Find a Way podcast.